with those gas logs, you don't need that.
Right.
You just turn it on and the flames come out.
That's very nice.
But yeah, the old kind that I'd had until we converted it just a few years ago, you had to use kindling or something and wad up papers or something to get a fire going to catch the wood on fire, or kindling.
Yeah.
Small pieces of wood called kindling.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the big log on a fire?
Logs. Fireplace log.
You never heard it called a backlog?
No.
Okay. Now, you would hang your coat up in a... You hang your coat in a...
Closet.
And the storage space above a house is a...
attic.
Mm-hmm.
Although we don't have one in my house, but yes, we call that an attic.
Mm-hmm.
I know people that do have that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of really good attics in El Paso, I know.
No, they're not. I had an uncle that lived on the Rim Road named Colbert Cowell. I'm a Cowell by my mother, and he had a huge attic, and
mm-hmm.
it was just, in effect, a storage room for stuff that accumulated over the years that
mm-hmm.
they didn't want to throw away and yet had no real use for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Um,
yeah, that's the way an attic should be. It should be big.
And a lot of houses have been built here, especially in the old days, so-called old days, when I was a boy and growing up, they had basements,
mm-hmm.
which were used the same as an attic. We didn't have an attic in my home on Aurora, but we had a large basement.
Mm-hmm. Now, the covering of a house is the
roof.
Mm-hmm. And the things that draw rainwater away from the roof are called
gutters.
Mm-hmm. And what would you use on the outside of a wooden house to protect it?
On the outside of a wooden house?
Yeah.
Well, in the first place, they won't let you build a wooden house in El Paso.
I know. This is one of those questions that doesn't really apply, does it?
It doesn't apply because you're protected. If you still want me to answer the question, I guess you need to treat the wood, and I guess paint it frequently. And
well, if you didn't want to paint the wood, you know, because that's a big pain in the neck to keep painting that wood.
It's expensive.
There's something that you can put on the outside of the wood so you never have to paint it again.
Well, there are metallic sidings like
mm-hmm.
the Sears Roebuck.
That's it.
People cover the house, even if it's, I guess, well, I think it's more around the eaves, just below the roof.
Uh-huh.
It's metal, so you never have to paint it. And, of course, if it's a brick house, you don't have to paint a brick house.
You know,
the doors or windows or... something like that.
Now, the main ranch building would be called what?
The main ranch building?
Mm-hmm.
The headquarters.
How do you know that? Do you know people on ranches? Or?
Yes. I used to hunt for many years on the Diamond Day Ranch, which is a huge ranch east of El Paso. Reach it by going out to Carlsbad Road,
mm-hmm.
and after you pass Waco Tanks and pass the just as you pass the Guadalupe Mountains, 30 or 40 miles east of here,
mm-hmm.
the road that goes off into the desert, and that was the ranch headquarters. In the ranch owner, and there were several other houses where some of his cowboys lived, or his cow punchers. And,
mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And it was just called the headquarters. I mean, that was where. Or if the ranch owner didn't live there, then whoever was the chief foreman of all the cowboys or the,
mm-hmm.
who ran the ranch, the manager of the ranch.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Because usually people who don't know about ranches intimately like that, they call it the ranch house. But
yes.
People who know ranches call it headquarters.
Yeah.